This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
One of the most iconic 20th century images associated with Morro Bay is the photo of Hollywood star George C. Scott's chartered yacht, the 84-foot-long MV Mojo, being smashed by a monster wave as it attempted to leave the harbor during a turbulent winter storm, January 28, 1978. Ignoring Harbor Patrol and U.S. Coast Guard's warnings not to attempt leaving the bay, Scott commanded his skipper to head on out. Morro Bay Harbor Patrolman Scott Mather.
It put Morro Bay Harbor on the map. When a friend of mine, Scott Redd, happened to be at the rock there with his camera, knowing the big swell and seeing the boat going out, and got ready to see if there was any incident that could happen, and there was. And he got the shot of a lifetime that went on the cover of Pacific Skipper magazine. From there on out, everybody knew Morro Bay and the entrance.
This day, that photograph is iconic. You see it everywhere. I have one in my garage.
There you go. I've used them for warning signs on our launch ramp. So,
the myth and legend and lore is that Harbor Patrol and or Coast Guard said to them, harbor's closed, do not go out.
Do not attempt to go out. But as the story that I've heard is George C. Scott was going to the Bing Crosby Open and up in Monterey and needed to get there. So...
So he ignored Harbor Patrol.
Right, yeah. I mean, if he can take Europe by storm, he has General Patton, Morro Bay is nothing. But we proved him wrong.
What do they estimate the height of that wave?
That had to be 22 feet.
That's the amazing thing. In the photograph, it looks like a 60-footer. It's in the boat, like you said, it's probably around 84-footer.
And all you see is bow, water, and a little bit of the stern. So 84-foot boat disappearing in a wave, pretty impressive. Coast Guard did go out. There was damage to the boat. I believe George C. Scott's wife had some injuries, maybe a broken foot. The Coast Guard towed him down to Port San Luis because it was not safe to turn around and come back into Morro Bay. So,
and the wheelhouse windows were blown in, as far as I remember.
Wheelhouse windows were blown in, and the boat definitely sustained some damage when you go through a 20-foot breaking wave. It put us on the map, and today people are still talking about that. There's a new respect for the ocean, you know, from Morro Bay entrance, from that. Now, for the Coast Guard, we went from a cutter station to a motor lifeboat station, which is a surf station. They now have equipment here that can deal with breaking waves and boaters in distress in the surf. So that might have been a part of the outcome of that, too, also.
Scott Mather, Harbor Patrol Officer, Morro Bay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
By pure happenstance, I discovered that the MV Mojo lives on today as a luxury charter yacht operated by Hornblower Cruises in Marina Del Rey, California.
We're here with Lars Berg, Captain, Hornblower Fleet.
Welcome to the Motor Vessel Mojo. Part of California's history here on the West Coast started as a locally built boat by the Dittmar Donaldson Company back in 1969.
Part of West Coast maritime history lives on in a new incarnation, and now the Mojo looks like a movie location set to me.
Yes, many times has this boat been in the movie industry, not only for movies, but a lot of TV shows. We've had Hell's Kitchen filmed on it. Remember one time there was an MTV show called Who Wants to Date My Mom? And many others along the way. So when Barry White passed on, his family had chartered the vessel, went off the coast of Los Angeles for a memorial. Even Michael Jackson was there at the time. So
on board the Mojo. Let's talk about political history with the Mojo.
President Nixon actually used to do some rides on this vessel. He called it the White House on the Water. Matter of fact, Newport Beach has some history that we have an island called Bay Island, a small island that during Watergate, it was rumored to be one of his kind of hideout spots so that the press couldn't get to him as easy.
Thanks, Lars.
It's been a pleasure.
Rebecca Melke with Hornblower Cruises. Here we are sitting on our yacht, the Mojo, right out of the Hollywood movies, literally. The Mojo, in addition to being charterable by corporate groups and family groups and weddings, is a Hollywood star. When I first climbed aboard today, I went, I know this boat.
Isn't it cool about this boat, though? You come on board and it feels really contemporary. It's very popular, and it's also still very stable and ocean-going, so you can charter this one out. In fact, we charter it for passage from Newport Beach to Catalina, and it's one of the boats that we can do whale watching, a private whale watching charter on, in gray whale season, and then summer is our blue whale watching season.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Newport Beach, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing elephant sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust preservation initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to NashvillesBigBackyard.org.